as that you were. Big word of caution. Profound statement. Listen carefully. Pay attention. Don't go anywhere right now. Stay with this recording. If you're not powerful careful with all this new information, you're going to be guilty of gross overkill. You're going to tell that prospect about three times as much as they need to know in order to make the decision. Then what do? You simply sift through this new information and load it with those power shots. You also will have additional information to deal with the questions and objections. And instead of having fluff in there, you give them an awful lot of meat from hello to goodbye. I can absolutely assure you, when you give it more thought, you will be a far better, a far more productive, a far more professional sales person. All right, now, I mentioned the fact that you've now gotten a great deal of information. You now need to start training your voice so that you can make it more effective. You do that, first of all, as you listen to that presentation, you ask yourself a question. If I were calling on me with that presentation I just made, would I be convinced? Would I buy from me? That's a very important thing. Then we need to look at how we change the inflection of the voice to make those words more effective. All I'm saying is that with voice inflection, you can give it an entirely different perspective and an entirely different meaning. You can tell your child to do something, or you can ask a prospect to do something, and it can either be in love or hate using the same words. But the tone, the inflection of your voice is what makes the difference. And so as we look at the voice inflection close, you learn to do the things I'm talking about first by taking that one sentence, "I did not say he stole the money." And you need to use those sentences into a recorder until a stranger can listen to them and tell you what those words are saying. Now, you'll have to practice that a number of different times, and you'll have to listen carefully and make it come back. And when you have then done that successfully, now re-record your presentation. With a new voice inflection and the new information, you will discover that in a matter of a month, you can dramatically increase the impact of that presentation. Then as you listen to this recording, you will want to play these things over and over, and you'll need to back it up and then spread it forward and back it up and then let it go forward to hear this particular thing a number of times from here on in. How many of you have prospects who occasionally say to you that your price is a little out of line? Can I see your hands? I know of very few salespeople who do not encounter that objection. Now, some of them bring it up in one way, some in another. One guy will be dogmatic, "That price is ridiculous." You might have an old boy down home kind of a philosopher who will kind of say, "Well, you folks kind of proud of that stuff yourself, ain't you?" Another one might be a little timid or a little hesitant, you know, and he'll say, "Well, it seems to me that that price is a little high." Now, they're all talking about price, but you handle them in a different way. The prospect who says, "That price is ridiculous," you simply lower your voice and repeat almost verbatim what they said. "The price is ridiculous?" Now, that sounds so simple. But you'll need to practice it on your recorder a number of times. What you have done psychologically is you now have moved the objection back over to his side of the table. Now he's got to justify his statement instead of you defending the price. And there is a lot of difference. Now you can use these in social situations, family situations, or any other situations. You know, ladies, you might beat your husband home if you both work, or if you do not work and he gets home and you've had a tough day, you know, you simply say to your husband, "Honey, did you want to take me to Allemans for dinner tonight, or would Farfallow's be better?" Well, he might not be in the kind of mood to take you out to dinner. He might well say, "Well, honey, I really didn't want to